This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 20th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. The death of an 80-year-old pilot has been confirmed by his wife following Friday morning's crash of a Cessna 421B into a building in Oakland Park, Florida. The Miami Herald reports the plane took off from Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport at 11:15 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday. Airport spokesman Chaz Adams told Transworld News, quote, "Shortly after it got in the air, it did report trouble to the tower. The tower cleared it to come back and land. In trying to make it back, that's when it went down," unquote. An unidentified woman reportedly called WFOR television to say her husband had died in the crash. Citing reports from neighbors, the Herald identified the victim as Cecil Murray. It appears the building hit by the plane was unoccupied. Officials say the pilot was bound for Jacksonville. Witnesses reported seeing flames from an engine nacelle before the crash. ANN will have details as the investigation proceeds at aero-news.net. The Air Transport Association of America, a lobby group for the leading U.S. airlines, reported last week that passenger revenue fell 23% in March compared to the same month last year. That makes the fifth consecutive decline. ATA reports U.S. passenger traffic down 10% for the month. Declines extended beyond the mainland United States to transatlantic, transpacific, and Latin markets. Compounding the softening passenger demand, U.S. airlines saw cargo traffic revenue by ton mile drop 21% year over year in February, matching the decline in January and marking the seventh consecutive month of declining cargo traffic. Notably, cargo traffic in the Latin region fell 27%. ATA President James May commented, quote, "We are seeing first quarter 2009 earnings for the U.S. airline industry that reflect the adverse conditions impacting the broader economy. While the industry faces demand uncertainty as we head into the summer, we certainly would like to believe that we have seen the low point," unquote. The National Transportation Safety Board's urgent recommendation last week that all Zenair Zodiac CH-601XL light sport aircraft be grounded immediately has won the praise of a lawyer representing the family of a crash victim. Ladd Sanger is a commercial pilot and attorney who calls the 601 the Corvair of the air. Sanger has been retained by the family of Dennis Levy, who died in a Zodiac August 14th last year. Sanger calls the NTSB's action last week heroic. Quote, "Just 2 weeks ago, I inspected the wreckage of this aircraft and was astounded at the numerous poor design features of the aircraft, some of which do not even meet the minimum FAA standards," unquote. It's not clear whether Sanger understands that Part 23 standards don't apply to LSAs or home builds. Sanger claims he's worked hundreds of plane crash cases. The FAA has issued a favorable environmental impact assessment for a proposal to construct a commercial spaceport at Cecil Field near Jacksonville, Florida. The report clears another hurdle to construction of a launch facility, which could eventually see a launch per week. The Jacksonville Business Journal reports the FAA was required to look at potential federal policy violations, safety issues, and environmental issues, including noise. The public's objection to excessive noise at Cecil Field is the main reason the Navy stopped using the former military base altogether. The reusable spacecraft launched from the site would take off horizontally rather than vertically. A public comment period on the proposal will end on May 20th. There's a public hearing scheduled for May 14th at the Cecil Commerce Center. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Boeing's 2009 net orders are back in positive numbers. NASA gets more support for increased funding. And JetBlue shuffles executives again. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today my guest is CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves. We'll discuss the difference between instrument rated and instrument proficient. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.